This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Among older adults, substantial proportions still don't take advantage of vaccines, among the simplest of health protections. A third of those over age 65 don't get flu shots in 2014, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 40% haven't been vaccinated against pneumonia, and fewer than a quarter have gotten the shingles vaccine. Top U.S. airports for guns and carry-on bags in 2014 were Dallas-Fort Worth, Atlanta, Phoenix, Houston, Denver, Houston Hobby, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and then Nashville. Greenpeace India's permit has been revoked in India in the southern state of Tamil Nadu, where the government is suppressing the organization, is claiming they were falsifying balance sheets. Former New York mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg is spending $10 million in election ads against attorney generals in Missouri, Florida, Wisconsin, and Michigan to back emissions limits. Nissan and Toyota joined the bandwagon, rejecting Takata airbags in its future cars. In looking at capitalism, 55% of Americans think the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. 65% think most big businesses have dodged taxes, bought favors, or polluted. 14% think the next generation will be richer, safer, and healthier than the last. And only 49% think free enterprise is better at lifting people out of poverty than government. The ACLU pulled 6,000 pages of complaints and records detailing encounters between motorists and border agents from January 2011 to August 2014 that indicate agents were stretching the limits without any disciplinary action against them. A group called Flag for All Mississippians Coalition is moving to put a referendum on the ballot to change the state flag to eliminate the Confederate battle flag. An alliance of more than 60 neighborhood groups called New Yorkers for a Human Scale City has formed there to oppose real estate interest and criticizes Mayor de Blasio for being too close to developers. Orange juice has seen per capita consumption drop 45% over the last 17 years. A real estate tax approved by voters in Seattle will give all registered voters $100 to spend on candidates in the next city elections. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.